It's Friday, December 4th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastor Daniel Mattiola of Kingdom Faith Ministries International Church in Milton Keynes, a town approximately 50 miles northwest of London in Buckinghamshire, was hosting a broadcast service in his church being streamed to 150 online members when 9 cops stormed the church, reports the BBC. In addition, authorities went to his home 4 days later to tell him that he was going to be prosecuted for violating the coronavirus rules. Peter Bone, a Tory member of the British Parliament, said the police action left him quote-unquote flabbergasted. He said, quote, "This looks like a police state. It's the sort of thing that would happen in communist China. You would think those police officers might have better things to do than persecute someone doing an online service," end quote, reports the Christian Post. The police eventually apologized. In a statement following the police apology, Andrea Williams, chief executive of the Christian Legal Center, which supported Mattiola, said if someone had said at the beginning of the year that by November, the police would be interpreting and enforcing government rules which involve closing down legal broadcasts from a church and prosecuting a pastor, nobody would have believed them, end quote. Proverbs 11 verse 1 encapsulates the upside-down standard championed by the British police. The Lord hates dishonest scales, but he is pleased with honest weights. A witness brought forward by the Trump campaign in its election contest in Nevada alleged that the memory disks used to store vote totals from election machines during the early vote period had the vote tallies unexplainably changed overnight, according to a presentation at an evidentiary hearing in Carson City on December 3rd, reports the Epoch Times. According to Jesse Benall, who presented the evidence on behalf of the Trump campaign, the witness, whose name is shielded by a protective order, said that the vote tallies were collected from the machine at the end of every voting day and stored on USB drives overnight. Benall said, quote, "What they would do is they would log these disks in and out. Good practice. And the disks had a serial number on them. And numerous times, that disk would be logged out with one vote total on it and logged back in the next morning during the early vote period with a different number on it. Sometimes more, sometimes less," end quote. Benall said that the USB drives were not encrypted and the voting machines were not password protected. According to a new survey by veteran researcher Dr. George Barna and the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, President Trump received a record number of votes from conservative Christians in the 2020 election, reports Christian Headlines. The survey, which was conducted after Election Day, looked at a group of conservative Christians known as SageCons. That term, SageCon, stands for Spiritually Active, Governance-Engaged Conservative Christians. A near-universal amount of SageCons turned out in the 2020 election, with 99%, representing 23 million voters, casting their ballot. Meanwhile, 97% of SageCons cast their ballot for Trump, giving the president a net margin of more than 21 million votes. SageCons, who represent 9% of the adult population, constituted slightly more than 14% of the voting population due to the high level of turnout. While the election results continue to be disputed by President Trump, the research found that he would have lost by a landslide if he did not receive an overwhelming number of votes from conservative Christians. SageCons have likewise expressed concern over voter integrity, with 79% of them believing that there were, quote, numerous instances of abuse, end quote, in the election. On the other hand, merely 1% believe votes were accurately counted and that the voting process was legally carried out. Yesterday, Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt issued a proclamation urging citizens to pray and fast, reports Christian Headlines. Governor Stitt said, quote, "Oklahomans have always turned to prayer to guide us through trials and seasons of uncertainty. I believe we must continue to ask God to heal those who are sick, comfort those who are hurting, and provide renewed strength and wisdom to all who are managing the effects of COVID-19. End quote. He also quoted 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, in which God says, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." End quote. And finally, a liberal theologian was hit with backlash online after suggesting that Christmas, the time of year when Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior of the world, is actually about feminist empowerment, reports TheBlaze.com. United Church of Christ Reverend Jess Cast posted on Twitter this week, quote, "Christmas season is about God choosing a woman to lead a revolution of reorganizing the structures of societal power by her leadership, tenderness, and faith," end quote. When one commenter asked, quote, "Not about her son then?" end quote, Cast responded by saying, quote, "Read Luke 1. It begins with the yes from Mary. Without her, there would be no Savior. It begins with Mary and the Holy Spirit," end quote. Another user replied to Cast's post saying, quote, "Apparently, gender identity politics is greater than Scripture," end quote. Michael P. set her straight when he tweeted, quote, "This is a dangerous blasphemy on the sovereignty of God and the singularity of Christ as Savior. Even Mary called herself the servant of the Lord," end quote. To be clear, God's decision to use Mary was not greater than his cosmic plan to redeem sinners. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, December 4th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.